in a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization. Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape, surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors. They resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
Welcome back to the official Good Boy podcast.
Am I the asshole for bringing my date back home to where my 23 male lives with a dog who is actually a 45 male in a... like a guy in a costume. She freaked out, and I feel like maybe it's not my fault.
Hi, Reddit user 3481. First of all, I would just like to say that I've been on your profile. I don't want to overstep the mark, but I've been on your profile, and I can tell that you are a very beautiful woman.
No, I was from the male point of view.
I was wondering... I just, like, saw, like, a woman in a picture and immediately assumed it.
Sure.
I was wondering if you would make... I see that you are in the Chicago area, or thereabouts. I was wondering if you'd like to meet up sometime. Anyway, in regards to your query, I think that every dog has a right to exist, even if they sniff knives.
For more information, I live in Finland, not Chicago.
Oh, brisk comment there. I guess I was expecting more from you. Sorry, I don't know why I assumed you lived in Chicago. I guess I just thought Reddit was a more of a local app.
For more information, I did say 23 male in the title. Not a female. Anyways, does anyone have any like suggestions on how to get her back? Because she's kind of PO'd and now I can't find her, and the dog man is kind of staring at me a lot with sniffing knives as well.
I know you're just being polite, but you don't need to start every comment on Reddit with "for more information," because you're just stalling. Just give me the information, don't introduce it at the start of the comment. Anyway, shucks. Seems like you really should have taken me up on my offer to come all the way to Chicago from Finland. But good luck with the dog.
You didn't offer that. You just said to meet up because you thought I was in Chicago. For more information, I found out recently that she's been missing for 5 weeks. I really need some help because he started sniffing more knives and he's staring at me when I sleep.
God, I never thought it would come to this. But I have just been going back on your profile, and it turns out that you are not even a woman. I don't even know why I'm still talking to you. I should be doing... I am really upset that you would betray me like this. However, if you would still like to meet up, here is my address and my phone number.
Thanks. I'm going to give this to the dog man. He seemed really happy when he saw it.
Dog outside apartment. There is a man dressed as a dog outside my apartment. What did you do, Jessica? What did you do?
Am I the asshole for sending my dog man to a random Reddit stranger?
Everyone's like, no, we know the context, and you're not. He deserved to die. He deserved to be massacred by the dog man.
It's the highest upvoted post on Reddit. I feel like this isn't usually how we start the podcast. That seems like an ending bit for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's awesome.
But now we're in here, right?
Yeah, now we're in here. I don't know where to go from there specifically.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. You want to read it?
Why would I do that? We're not even in a library at this point.
Yeah, that was a very...
We were just talking about Reddit.
Yeah, Storm is not going to be a fan of that intro. Because we did not even pretend. Even a little bit.
No.
Hi, Eric.
Hey!
Sorry, I was putting on my stuck in a library voice. which is for some reason different than my regular voice.
Yeah, I tried to do mine, but it didn't come out right.
Yeah, you had a little trouble there, buddy. You going through something?
Yeah, can we try again?
Okay.
Oh. Sorry.
Yo. Sorry, I'm overthinking it. It's just hi, Eric.
Yeah, no, just do it normally. Yeah, just do the normal. Fuck. Do you want me to try? Yeah,
No, I can do it. Oh, just give it one more go. It was because I was overthinking it. I just said you right. A weird accent.
Right. All right. I got this. I know I'm ready for
hi,
it.
Eric. Hi, Eric.
When you all do right. It, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. So when I say it and then you respond in your normal.
Right.
All right. What's going on? Sorry. It's like, you know when you're playing table tennis and like your opponent hits, like, sort of bounces really high in the air accidentally, and then, you know you're gonna be able to smash it and easily get the point, but it's in the air coming down and it's coming, you know, you have too much time and then you whiff it, you know? That's really, I think,
you
what
haven't
there.
Seen it, so it won't connect with you, but whatever that was, you sounded like Lou Wilson playing Pinocchio in Dimension 20.
What's going on?
Yeah. Do you want to try again now? Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, and go.
Hi, Eric. Pretty good. Closest we've been. Oh.
Sorry, do you want to try again? I freaked out.
Yeah,
no,
it sounded like
you
choked on it.
All right, let's try it one more time. You go. You
okay.
Can go when you're ready.
Very conventional intro so far. Because I'm just going to say hi, Eric, which is what we normally do.
Yep.
Hi, Eric.
You want to read a book? I have a book right here if you wanted to read it.
That's not what we were going
hi,
for.
Hi, Matthew.
You'll get it next time. Watch the
hi,
book.
Hi, Matthew. I got it this time. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Eric. But obviously, I already said hi, Eric. So we.
The book is
again.
Into the multiverse.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Shuffler enters the office, and Integrity Man motions to the chair in front of his desk. Take a seat. Shuffler takes a seat. Integrity Man holds up his index finger and turns back to his screen, tapping on the keyboard as if sending an email that just can't wait. Shuffler elects not to mention that from where she's sitting, she can see his entire screen, and he's just typing nonsense into a Google Doc. And Integrity Man looks at her, as if gauging her intrigue. He turns back to the screen and hits the spacebar. And I'm done.
Anything important?
Shuffler, I wouldn't want to worry you. But if I hadn't sent that email, thousands would have perished.
Wow. All
right. Busted. I was typing nonsense into a Google Doc. I actually forgot to write that email I was talking about, and thousands have now perished.
Thousands perished because you forgot to write an email?
Integrity Man nods solemnly. Well, take a seat.
I am.
No, I mean emotionally, take a seat.
Are you telling me to calm down?
You just seem a little on edge, that's all.
I assure you, I'm perfectly calm.
No, I mean physically on edge. Shuffler scooches back in her seat a little bit. She was, admittedly, on the edge of it.
What was it you wanted to see me about, sir?
Oh, please, you don't need to call me sir. Unless there's, you know, literally anyone else in the room, in which case you will absolutely need to call me sir.
Glad to see the promotion hasn't gotten to your head.
Well, it made sense, didn't it?
A disgraced, adulterous superhero with no actual powers becoming the new leader of the Super Sloppies after vanishing for almost a year. Makes perfect sense, yeah.
Am I sensing a hint of sarcasm?
A hint of sarcasm? No.
Good, because I'd really like you to be happy for me. Besides, it's not like I'm the real leader. It's the rest of the team that's getting all the headlines. I'm just the one pulling all the strings. The puppeteer, if you will. Hey. Now that would make a good superhero.
A puppeteer?
Yeah.
What would their powers be?
Powers? Huh. Even better.
Look, Integrity Man, I'm not going to hide the fact that I was pretty miffed when you got this job over me. But you do have the most experience at the Super Sloppies out of all of us.
Precisely. 4 months?
Yeah, the turnover to death rate here is shockingly high. It's a wonder anyone signs up in the first place.
We are the only two superheroes to ever last through the probationary period. Isn't that nuts?
It's harrowing, but I can be happy for you. I can really, really try, anyway.
Integrity Man nods, smiling. You know what? I really, really appreciate that.
Don't worry about it. So why did you call me in here today?
Oh, you're fired.
Sorry?
Look, Shuffler, I'm a man of integrity.
Uh-huh.
And we've loved having you on the team.
We? You haven't been on the team for an entire year.
But myself on the board feel that your powers are a little played out.
The board? I never know who you're referring to when you talk about the board. Who is the board? We are a superhero team, not Goldman Sachs.
And I'm glad you mentioned Sachs.
Because I'm sacked. I get it.
Right. Yeah, spot on. Integrity Man slowly lowers the saxophone he'd been intending to play her out with. Next time, Integrity Man. Next time.
Why did you say you were a man of integrity?
Pardon?
A second ago, you said you were a man of integrity. Is that relevant here?
I suppose not.
Then why'd you say it?
I don't know, it's like my whole thing. I like to mention it now and again.
Do you realize... Do you and the board realize that the last time the city was in danger, and the time before that, and the time before that, I was the one who put things right? Not you, not middle class.
Don't speak ill of the dead.
Not Superman ripoff, man.
Don't speak ill of the dead.
It was me. Because my powers are actually pretty fucking powerful, if you hadn't forgot.
I know, Shuffler, I know. And I'd be the first to admit that the ability to transport anyone but yourself throughout the multiverse... It's pretty cool, yeah. No, it is. And when you transported the all-powerful Slogabadog into a distant, less affluent universe to let them deal with the impending Armageddon? Wow. Sorry, I had to put down my phone to clap. But that was really, really super-duper cool.
You're describing just one of the instances in which I literally saved the universe.
But Shuffler, we have to face facts. Parallel universes, the multiverse, it's a dead trope.
A dead trope? That's why you're kicking me off the team?
It's played out. I'm sorry, but it's true, honey. Even when you do something super duper epic with your powers, like saving a cat from a tree, or, I don't know, saving a group of cats from a tree, what were they doing up there together? Conspiring? Maybe we should have left them in the tree. Or saving a dog from a tree.
Or saving the universe. And don't call me pet names.
Yeah, saving the universe. Super cool, super cool. Let me just get these hands together for that one. Really good stuff. And yet, the commenters. Have you seen some of these commenters?
What are you talking about?
Online, the commenters online.
You're firing me because of what some commenters are saying online?
Listen to this one. You want to hear this?
No.
Integrity Man pulls up a tab on his screen. Here's one. This is under an article about how you shuffled Nuke Man into another universe mere seconds before he was due to explode. Wow, says the commenter. Integrity Man looks up to see a reaction.
They've barely even said anything yet.
Wow, multiverse bullshit again? Whatever happened to a good old-fashioned punch-up? This shit is so played out. Tired trope.
Every other superhero was fucking dead. Are they saying they'd have rather died than be saved by a superhero with multiverse powers?
Integrity Man reads on. Personally, I would rather fucking die than be saved yet again by a superhero with multiverse powers. And a woman? Dead trope. Dump her ass.
Yeah, sexist. And your decision to dump my ass was informed by that.
That and many other comments like it. Roughly four. But there were five separate articles written about those four comments. So this is exponential at this point.
But you can't agree with the nonsense.
Well, I don't disagree. I can scarcely name a single sci-fi show in the past 10 years that hasn't whipped out the multiverse crutch at some juncture or another. Loki, Rick and Morty, Y2K22, list some others.
You're a son of a bitch. You're a son of a bitch. Why would I list some others?
Doctor Who.
Oh, Doctor Who.
That's one.
You're a son of a bitch.
gotta do it, man.
I don't have to do anything. The opinions expressed by this character are not expressed by the the voice actor, Eric. I love Doctor Who. I could talk about Doctor Who all day. Would you like to talk about Doctor Who?
Not right now, Eric. And calm down. Hell, even Friends did a parallel universe story.
That was like 2 decades ago.
Exactly. And now it's even staler. Are we really trying to top Everything Everywhere All at Once? Is that really what we're trying to do here?
No. You understand that this isn't a movie, right? It doesn't matter what TV trope says. This is real life, and without my powers, this universe would be basically fucked.
I wouldn't say fucked. Have you seen what our newest guy can do?
You mean Slipper? The guy... You mean Slipper? The guy who can make services slippery?
That's the one. God, you should have seen how he took down 2 nondescript muggers the other day. You should thank us for letting you go, honestly. You would have had quite the competition on your hands.
So that's it. After 3 long weeks of devoting my life to this team, you're asking me to leave?
Pretty much. Hey, it's a shame you can't go to other universes, huh? Bet you'd be going to a universe where you aren't fired right about now if you could, huh?
Is this supposed to make me feel better?
I'm not sure why you get that impression. Shuffler stands abruptly.
Well, next time you find the world in grave danger, I wish Voracious Reader Girl all the best.
You know she's read the Harry Potter series like 3 times, right?
That's not a power.
Shuffler turns to leave, but as she does so, she hears Integrity Man turning on the TV on the wall. She turns back, and the news is on. Live coverage shows Slipper facing off against the Super Sloppy's latest threat, the Juggler. Integrity Man turns it up a little more.
If you're just tuning in, you're currently seeing the newest recruit of the Super Sloppy's, Slipper, down on 5th Rat. It seems he's about to face off with New Rat City's latest foe, the Juggler.
Huh? 5th Rat? That's less than a block from here. I'll need to remind Slipper not to have any fights so near my office.
Couldn't you just ask him to not have fights near any densely populated areas?
Yeah, because that sounds visually appealing.
More to follow. Alright, folks, it looks like Slipper is making his move. It's hard to make out from the helicopter, but he looks like he's straining a little, I think. So he's probably using his powers, right? Unless he's just... Ooh, could he be shitting himself? Surely not, right? Oh, no, yes, here we go. Yes, if I'm not mistaken, I'd say the road looks quite a bit slipperier than it did a couple seconds ago. And yes, I think I see the Juggler swaying to and fro. Am I imagining that? Frankly, it looks like everything is swaying to and fro. What is that? Jackie, why is everything swaying to and fro? It's because the camera is in a helicopter. All right, Slipper's made his move, and... Oh no, oh god, oh Jesus Christ, it looks like the Juggler is wearing hiking boots. He has, no, oh god, no, he has grip. Oh no, no.
Shuffler turns to Integrity Man, who has his head in his hands. Why did he say more to follow at the start?
More to follow, and Slipper is stunned, motionless. I can't blame him, who could have foreseen this? His powers, useless. Oh god, our nation's hero is surely doomed. The Juggler advances. He's reaching out and he's picking him up. He's picking up Slipper and surely he wouldn't, but he is. Ooh, he's juggling him. Oh god, the humanity. I can scarcely believe it. The Juggler is juggling Slipper and... Oh, he's dead. Slipper is dead. Whether from the juggling or perhaps from sheer embarrassment or maybe an unrelated illness. The most powerful... Sorry. The most powerful of the Super Sloppies, if reports of Shuffler's ousting are to be believed. You already told the press?
I am a man of integrity.
Is dead. And with no one to stop him, the Juggler's rampage continues. He's now juggling, what is that, 5, 6 civilians? Goodness gracious, he's been practicing, and wow. Dead. They're all dead. And now what is this? The police have finally arrived at the scene. And they're opening fire, thank God, and we can only assume that our nation's finest will have the common sense to remain outside of grabbing distance, and they haven't. They haven't done that. He's grabbed them, he's juggling them, but they're still firing, so with any luck, he'll... Oh! Oh, but it only gets worse. He's invulnerable as well. He's unstoppable. God, one would have assumed his invincibility would have made more sense for his name. Rather than the whole juggling aspect, he's really buried the lead here. This is truly one of humanity's darkest days, and with no one left to stop him, are these humanity's final days? More to follow.
Integrity Man slowly raises his head from his hands. He's staring at Shuffler, a plea in his eyes.
No.
Oh, Shuffler, please, please help humanity. You heard what they said. This could be humanity's final days. What has humanity done to deserve that?
It's less what humanity has done to deserve that and more what you have done to deserve that. You and your fucking board.
Oh, come on. Now's not the time for such pettiness. People are dying out there. And more to follow. Are you really going to let the world perish just because you got fired?
Yeah.
Fuck. What am I going to tell the board? I'm a man of integrity, you know. Integrity Man's phone starts vibrating. He picks up, frantic. Yes, I know. I saw. Yeah, I already fired her. I know, I'm trying to get her back. I am coughing. No, please no. Please no, the board. No, don't say that, the board.
Are you talking to one person called the board?
Yeah, they're mumbling a lot. And Tiger Man sighs down the phone. Alright. Sorry, I just get into his level. Fine, I'll do it. But you'll look out for me, right? This won't be like last time, right? Hello? The board? Integrity Man slowly lowers the phone from his ear. He puts it back in his pocket. Leader of the Super Sloppies.
Sorry?
Myself and the board are willing to offer you Leader of the Super Sloppies if you take out the juggler.
So, I'd be taking your job?
Yes.
And you're alright with that?
Well, not really, but I'd rather that than Armageddon. Just.
And will you also admit that the job should have been mine in the first place?
What? Well, I don't.
Else more civilians die.
Fine. Yes. You did deserve it more. To follow. Okay? Of course you did. It's just, when they offered me it, I was at the end of my tether. I'd ruined my life. I'd ruined Verily Makegood's life.
Who?
No, a listener then, huh?
No, I mean who? As in doctor?
Integrity Man slams the desk. You're obsessed, man! This job, it was an olive branch. I had to take it. It was all I had.
Yeah, right, I feel you.
And honestly?
Yeah, can we pick this back up later? I just...
On the TV, six more civilians succumb to the juggler's wrath. Oh, right, yeah, go. Integrity Man watches the news with a mix of relief and gloom as mere minutes later Shuffler turns up, opens a portal to the multiverse, and sends the juggler packing. He gets another call from the board. Hi, the board. What a relief, huh? I agree that it's insane we even thought about firing her. I know, right? She's unstoppable. Yeah, unlike, well, not entirely unlike me. I have my merits. What's that? List them? List my merits? Well, I dare say that would be unbecoming of both of us to stoop to such integrity? More? I'm an integral part of this, the board? Hello? Hello? Oh, he hung up about 30 seconds ago. Shuffler returns as Integrity Man drops his phone on his desk, dejected. What? Let me clear out my desk. Integrity Man opens a drawer and takes out a cool magnet. He shrugs. It was in case I ever got radiator.
Big dreams. I love that.
Well, I guess this is goodbye. Perhaps forever.
The board didn't want to keep you?
Sadly not. They sort of pointed out that I don't really have any actual powers, and I'm sort of just completely bullshit. Which, you know, both fair points.
Ah, I wouldn't say that.
No, it's true. I think I'm finally done with this universe. If only... Integrity Man glances up at her.
Oh, I really only use my powers for good, Integrity Man. It's sort of my only rule. A line best not crossing, yeah.
But please, I got you this job in the first place.
That's not what happened at all.
Please let me start over in another universe. One where the bar for integrity is a little bit lower. I need this shuffler.
Fine. I'll transport you to a universe where the bar for integrity is slightly lower. But then that's it. No more favors.
No, no more favors. Shuffler opens a portal.
This one should do fine.
Integrity Man steps forward, gazing into a world to make his own. There's no oddities in this one, right? Like, half of the population aren't venomous snakes or anything.
No. Probably not. Probably, I wouldn't think so. All right, hop in.
Integrity Man takes one last look at the world he'd grown to loathe. Then, he steps into the next one. He turns back, looking through the portal at Shuffler. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
She waves goodbye as the portal slowly closes. Do you hear hissing? There's not enough songs that are written from the perspective of the sun.
Okay, so what would you think it would be? What would it sound like?
All I'm saying is there's a lot of songs about the sun. For example, Here Comes the Sun.
By who? I don't know.
By the Who. And Summer, and other ones, as there's a lot of them, too many to name. Yeah. And what if it was instead, it was like, I am the sun, really boiling, I'm really toasty, look up at me, I'm the sun, look directly at me, don't wear those glasses, you don't need them. Take off your sunglasses and look directly into me for a prolonged period of time. I promise you won't lose your vision. You'll be just fine.
Am I the asshole for making everyone lose their vision? Me, a 3 trillion year old dwarf star. Sometimes when people look up at me, they lose their vision. I feel kind of bad. Am I the asshole?
Hey, Maud here. I hate to be a dick, but you really need to provide verification if you're going to be making claims like this. You said you were the sun?
Yeah, I'm the sun. I'll send it in some verification.
Thank you. So if you just... Thanks, son. So if you just send like a selfie and then like a piece of paper that has... like the date written on it and your username, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, unfortunately, the paper will burn up every time it gets close to me.
All right, well, I guess we'll just have to take your word for it. Anyway, as I was saying, this your account doesn't have enough karma, so your post is removed.
No, that's fair. Am I the asshole for deleting the son's account? He got pissed off and now we're in a heat death of the world.
Hi, Reddit user, Maud, God is Maud backwards.
Dom is God. Dom is dog.
Dog is good boy. I noticed that you are feeling bad about this whole sun situation. And honestly, I think, unfortunately, you are the asshole. Because the sun could have killed all of us at any point, and it didn't do it until you deleted his post, and now we're all gonna die and it's your fault.
I'm the mod of this community. I'm gonna delete this comment because it is bad against me.
As long as you're deleting it because it's bad and not because it was just really rambling and nonsensical.
No, it was fine. I don't really care about all that. For more information, I am just, like, I'm, like, 30 years old. I'm just a guy. I didn't think it was actually the sun. And now, again, we are in a heat death. So I feel like I will be dying soon, and as everyone else in my life will
too. Holy shit. Reddit user 641. I would recognize that for more information anywhere. I can't believe it's you. I have loved you ever since I realized that you were really a man. It didn't change anything for me. If anything, it just made me want you more.
For more information, I lied before. I am a woman. You were creepy.
That actually really crosses a line.
I hope the sun kills you first.
The vet stares down at the man dressed as a dog as he injects him with the poison. The owner of the man, the guy who had the date before, he looks down. He holds the man's paw and he gazes into his eyes as the light slowly fades from them. The man puts his head to the dog's head and a tear drips down his face. He's gone. And he closes his eyes and he says, "Good boy." Roll credits.
Sorry, give me a second. It's out. Came out pretty
fucking weird in the car. You just go, we, the host of the only official Good Boy podcast, had no idea that it released 3 days ago. Oh my god, I feel like we should watch it.
So, on JustWatch.com, the Just Watch daily streaming charts, at 395 is Gone Girl. At 396 is Forgetting Sarah Marshall. At 397 is Good Boy.
Fucking way.
At 398 is No Country for Old Men. And then at 399, The Bourne Identity. Who would have thought? Right in between two great movies.
I love IMDb synopsis for this movie. Christian, a millionaire heir, meets Sigrid, a young student, on a dating app. Seems normal so far. They hit it off quickly, but there's only one problem. Christian lives with Frank, a man who dresses up and constantly acts like a dog. Horror movie. It's a horror movie.
Did you see the Rotten Tomatoes?
No.
92% critic score, 38% audience
Holy
score.
Holy shit. We should watch this. We need to watch this movie. Maybe puppy play isn't as innocent as it seems. Yeah, you telling me, sniffing knives.
Maybe being a furry isn't the right thing to do.
This is anti-furry.
Furry? You fucking
idiot.
This is
this director's first foray into furry. I can't wait for the post-credit scene where he sniffs it.
He's typing out his "Am I the asshole?" post.
It'd be funny if the end of the movie, there's like building up to this, really, it's building up to the crescendo, building up to the drama, the action. And they walk in and the guy's just like sitting on the couch watching Scrubs. And they're like, "Oh, are you done with the whole dog thing? I thought you were kind of set on that." And he's like, "No, I figured it was, I was kind of done with the whole dog thing. I'm just sorry, I'm going to be a guy now."
He said, "Oh, I forget why I was doing it."
Yeah, I forgot why I was doing that. You should have told me. Should have told me to snap out of that.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.